Hello, and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney. Before this week's episode, a few friendly reminders. New episodes drop every Thursday afternoon.
Opinions and views expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the Arts Asylum, Mutual Musicians Foundation, or KOJH 104.7.
If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please contact us via email at couchchats@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at couchchats. And don't forget, that's couch with a K. Please also remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Bye.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
I'm Courtney.
And today on the show, we have one of our very good friends, Seth Jones. Welcome to the show, Seth.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Tuesday right now.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It'll be Thursday when you guys are hearing this. It's
an election day in Kansas City.
It is. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everyone is out voting and that we will have results when you hear this, and that will be excellent. I mean, it's the primary, so it's not, it's not quite a huge... Is it the primary for everyone, or are we voting for council people? Or are we just voting... I actually don't know the answer to that. I'll stop talking about it, because I don't know the answer.
I'm looking forward to being an informed voter after today.
Well, I have all of my choices of who I'm voting for, but I just realized that I'm like, am I just voting to get them on the ballot? Or am I...
We're going to find that out.
We're going to Google that later. So by Thursday, maybe we'll have new council people. Perhaps we'll just have new people on the ballot.
Great.
So over the
I'm voting right after this, so this will be good prep work.
Yeah,
this is good prep work. So over the weekend, Seth Jones closed Popper's Penguins at the Coterie Theater. And Courtney and myself attended the 2019 Miss Gay Missouri America Beauty Pageant.
That's right.
So it was a weekend of things happening and... things ending. So, Seth, tell us a little bit about your experience with Mr. Popper's Penguins.
It was great. I love doing a coterie show. This time around, we got to work with Heidi Van, which has been a dream of mine. She is so brilliant in so many ways. She is a fascinating thinker, and she her style of directing is very open with the actors as well, and she lets us give input. She really, really embraces the creative process, and that was really wonderful. So I felt like we all had a voice in it, but her leadership is incredible.
Yes.
Would you say that's one of your favorite parts about working with her? Her leadership?
Definitely. And her humor. She's so funny.
She is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
She is. Yeah. She is. Yeah, I know she enjoyed that. That process quite
was
a bit.
Was that the first time you got a chance to work with her?
Cool. Yeah, I've been wanting to for at least 3 years now. And I've had a few encounters doing visual art projects and things for different events. But yeah, not theater. So this was a perfect opportunity.
Is this sort of one of your comebacks to the theater?
It is, yeah.
World? You know, you've sort of dabbled, but what brought you back to us? I know that maybe you had a little experience with MTH that sort of brought you back to the boards. And then you came into Mr. Popper's Penguins. So talk a little bit about
that. I had done a show 3 years ago that didn't go so well. And I felt... like I needed to step back. I'd been doing theater for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of projects that I didn't want to be doing necessarily that were draining my energy. But I love doing it. I think I'm good at it. And it's something that definitely feeds my soul. So it was really hard to lose that. But I was pretty certain that I wasn't coming back to theater. And then out of nowhere, I get a phone call from Tim Scott saying, hey, what you doing?
Yeah.
How's retirement? And one thing led to another, and I was doing Showboat at MTH, which was a great role that I loved a lot. I feel like I always get put into musical theater rather than, you know, straight plays because I sing. But this was the first time I got to sing a baritone role.
Yeah.
There's so many tenor roles in musical theater, but there's not a lot of stuff for us baritones. So
I love that show.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And Jeff Church directed that, who is the artistic director at the Coterie. And that was a fantastic experience. Wonderful group. And the music was so therapeutic to sing. It was right in my register. It's beautiful stuff. So it was I think just really good for my heart, you know.
Yeah.
And realizing that I could still do it. I was really scared going in. I thought, you know, it's like, I don't know if I can handle doing theater in general, much less a leading role, you know, and a theater that does primarily musical theater, and their patrons know good theater, and that show is such a classic, so everyone knows the music from it as well.
But you had a good team to bring you back.
We did, really glad
that you, that was what brought you back to the boards, because there's probably some very evil people around, and I don't really see too many of those people that were involved in that production.
So no, it was excellent.
And we knew that, you know, it was going to, whenever we all sort of heard that you were going back, we go, oh, well, it has to be someone that, like, Seth trusts and the right thing.
Yeah, it was definitely the right project. Yes. And Jeff was working on that, so that is what led to, I want to say A Year with Frog and Toad every time.
Yeah. That was also a really good show.
Right. The shows felt so similar, but yeah, Mr. Popper's Penguins, it led to that. And yeah,
it's
been good.
You got to go with your stage wife.
I did, Elise. Okay. Let me take a moment to talk about Elise Paling, who I'm desperately in love with. This girl is taking over Kansas City Theater. She's so talented.
Yes.
And I've got to say, Elise Paling has one of the purest hearts in theater that I've ever met. She is so kind in everything that she says and does, and she loves people. She loves what she does. I've never heard a foul thing come out of that girl's mouth.
No, and a beautiful voice.
Yeah. And a great actress. I've never had such good chemistry with someone. So every time being on stage, being able to feel so safe with someone.
Yeah.
I think that's been the difference with these two projects too, is feeling so safe and held while what was going on, you know, so in the midst of all the fear.
So with Popper's Penguins, you know, there's obviously a difference I always love for our listeners who don't necessarily know about, like, sort of the model of the Cabaret Theater, is I always believe that you're sort of putting on, like, this fantastic show with hundreds of little people in a room that can affect every moment that you make. Yeah. You know, so will you tell some of our listeners just sort of what that is like to actually work in children's theater?
The crazy thing about the Coterie is you do the show, depending on your run, it could be 50 times, it could be several hundred times that you do the show, and each audience is completely different.
Yeah.
And you'll have the crowds that come in with parents who really want to have their kids behaved, and they want them quiet, and they want them silent the entire time, and that kills us as actors, you know? And then they think that that's what we want, but it's not what we want at all, and we want participation, and sometimes there are kids that participate too much. Mm-hmm. They're at one point in a Coterie show I did, I think I helped a child off of the stage who had gotten up deciding to be in the show.
Sure.
But no, it's a great exercise as an actor. And the other thing, too, that's interesting about it, I think, the kids aren't necessarily reading into the themes of the play so much. They're there more for the visual aspect, and you know,
and then they just sort of learn the
theme. So it challenges you as an actor, knowing who your audience is and how you're handling the material and what's important to the story and what, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. Also, those shows are incredibly physical, so you're also sweating and dying slowly.
But luckily also
in the midst
incredibly
of all
short.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to do that for a solid, you know, 2.5 hours.
Granted, though, it's like putting a 2-hour show into an hour long show. So you've got to get it all done. Mm-hmm. So
that's
literally running
the
entire time, which
and
is great.
With this project, you also had to work with puppets.
Yes.
Well, was that your first time that you'd sort of played with that?
Well, it's funny. When we first came in for the first rehearsal, there were four of us in the show. And we had, you know, 12 baby puppets. And we had these two giant penguin puppets. And we realized within the first, I think, half hour, we need to hire two more people to come in and handle this for us.
Yeah.
So luckily, Elise and I didn't have too much puppet handling. So they had hired two high school actors to come in and be the primary handlers, which was helpful. But yeah, it was interesting. And Heidi has a big background in circus work and puppetry as well, so she was very helpful in that, in approaching you know, puppetry in general.
Yeah, it is, because you have to assume that the puppets are also actors, you know, and
you're channeling your energy
through the puppets.
The puppet, And I don't think any of us had ever done that before.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, it got great, you know, accolades, and people were talking about it.
It was so adorable.
And everyone was just like, those puppets, you know, those penguins are so cute. Mm-hmm. And I always, my initial response was always, well, they better.
They better.
They're kind of a, you know,
well,
a purpose.
Well, you had the benefit of having the puppets meant that you didn't have the floor kids.
Right.
Because that adds a whole, like when you know, because it was seats all the way up. I don't think I'd been to the Coterie with seats all the way
no
up.
No kids on the floor.
Maybe perhaps at like one of their, like the more teenage driven shows.
The last time it was chairs up to the front. front that I was there for, and this is going to date it a little bit, was The Giver back in, like, 2000.
I saw that.
You know what I mean?
When I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade, I think.
I think I was graduating college, oh. So they showed you that. No, yeah. But it's crazy. I enjoyed that piece, The Giver.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I believe mine was a separate piece was the last time that I saw. Huh. So that was
That's an uplifting book.
No, not at all. It's not an uplifting show either.
No.
And it was very strange to take such a massive piece of work and jam it into 70 yeah. minutes.
It's right. Like, it's almost like Harry Potter done in 45
minutes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the amazing thing, too, I think, about being a Kansas City kid is you grow up taking field trips to the Coterie. So I've, you know, seen so many shows there, and then mm-hmm. you end up being an actor there, mm-hmm. and you're seeing these kids from the stage. It's a really interesting
mm-hmm. yep. it's went
thing
on
that happens.
Trip.
Yeah.
She actually saw it twice, and she came home from school and was like, we have to go back to that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's good. I was going to take your little sister, but you yeah. went on this field trip, and I didn't think that you'd want to go again. No, I went to go back to that. Mm-hmm. But then she didn't realize, I don't think she realized it was you.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first time around, where she was like, yeah, I liked it a lot. And I was that like, mustache. Did you talk to Seth? And yeah. she was just like...
I missed that mustache, though.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was super dapper on you.
Well, I had it through Showboat and through right. this show, too, so I grew it for, like, a lot of months.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're very impractical. And the other thing that I've realized is when you have a mustache like that, everyone wants to talk to you
oh.
about it.
About the mustache.
And I think they assume things about you, too, because, you know... There was one lady at Starbucks who came up and she goes, well, all you need is a belt buckle and some boots. And I go, no, probably not. But that's what you're thinking
yeah,
when
I'm
you see me. And that's not right.
Fashion,
right? yeah, right.
Did you have to like wax it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And eating was difficult. And
sure. Drinking, everything.
People
gets...
want to touch it, which
yeah.
is
oh,
it's real weird. Yeah.
They want to touch it?
Yes. Well, people come up and touch my beard all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's the male equivalent of the pregnant belly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But ours doesn't go away.
It's well, it could. That's right.
fun. Oh, I stepped off stage in the last performance and I had an electric razor prepped.
Ready for
shaving
it.
On stage.
Yeah, right, right.
During the curtain call.
We're done.
So the first question I always like to ask anyone, but I sort of just was so excited to hear about your little Popper's Penguins, mm-hmm. is how the hell did you get to the couch today? From your perspective,
oh jeez,
tell us how we met. And approximately how you're here today.
I love how you're grinning over there because you know the answers to all of this.
Well, most of the time,
right.
we know how what we think.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
A long time ago,
dun, dun, dun.
In a galaxy far, far away,
it's probably
in a theater called the Off Center Theater.
It's true.
I think it was Steven's Big Gay Bash birthday party that I was at, and I was selling artwork, and Courtney was there. Mm-hmm. And Courtney and who else was there with you?
Sean.
It was Sean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Came up to me and were like, hey, have you heard of the Arts Asylum? And we talked about it for a little bit. I think Sean purchased a painting. And then mm-hmm. soon after that, I was invited to come, you know, show some more artwork here and do some live painting at another event. And one thing led to another and ended up moving here.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived here for 3 years. Uh-huh. And it was... an adventure. I grew up here.
I would say you grew up here.
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went through all sorts of craziness and goodness. Did some of the best artwork I've ever, or that have made some of the best artwork I've ever made here. Healed my soul here. And, yeah.
And then you flew.
And then I flew.
Flew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been doing all sorts of stuff. You know, lots of performing, lots of visual art, and it's gone down all sorts of crazy avenues that I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is a home for me, definitely. Yeah. And it's, yeah, I mean, like, coming in today, I got to talk about that for a moment. Like, I am absolutely shocked, and I mean, I'm not shocked because I know you guys, but I'm so excited for what's happening in this place. It is so beautiful, and everything is coming together so...
Isn't it Looney Tunes to look around?
It is Looney Tunes, and yeah, I, like, wasn't even one of the first people to ever live here. When I was here, it was pretty incredible.
Yep.
But to see what this place has transformed into in this amount of time is astonishing. So y'all need to come check it out if you haven't. It's,
yeah,
it's incredible.
The lobby is pretty awesome.
Someone charged us to dream bigger. And
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right.
But I need to chat with that person.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the big thing that happened here that was the most transformative was The Jar Full of Light, which was a children's book. When I first moved here, I was in... a place. I think it's pointless to go into any of those details, but I was not doing well in life at all. And I was very destitutely poor at the time. And I remember I was kind of aimlessly wandering around. Honestly, I wasn't doing any shows at the time. And I wasn't making art because I was so depressed. And I had this idea for a children's book. And I came to you guys and I said, hey, I have no money. Can you help me get some canvases? And they showed up the next day. And there was some paint that showed up. And I was in a studio for a few months just painting 24/7, like working on these illustrations and writing this book. And then Courtney and Corey came to me and said, hey, we have an idea. We want to, you know, potentially turn your book into a play, and we could do it here. We could produce it with Restart Next Door. And we had the program Kids with Crayons, which is...
It's so crazy to look back at those photos, too.
Yeah.
Of us, like, creating in some corner upstairs on the second floor.
Right.
Oh, those masks were made. Yes. It is now the Barn Studio. I forget that we did that in there, because there was something in the collab that night.
Yeah. But we ended up putting on this production, and Courtney helped me put together a physical book, and it was just an incredibly healing process, the whole thing.
It was really cool.
Yeah. And
we created such like a kaleidoscope world on stage.
Yeah.
Like it was like,
and it was so DIY, but it was so,
it was perfect.
It was so impressive too. It was so like the theater was full. We had a full house. We had actors. We had choreography. Mm-hmm. We had gorgeous set pieces, lights all through the theater. And, getting to process the things I was needing to process and heal from, getting to use art fully 100% as the vehicle to get there, I think, was incredible. And, you know,
I sometimes forget, like, what that sort of raw energy felt like, because back then we were like, we're just doing it. Like, we would be here until midnight painting a set or doing something. And it seems so representational of that time of, I would say, all of our lives to put that together. And now I'm like, well, I would want to more like fully produce it or do something, which is always a good thing. But I think so much of that was just the heart of the DIY, you know, do it yourself.
Well, and it was so much about people too, you know, and what we were dealing with. And I think that's so beautiful. There was so much humanity in that project and in that time.
And then because of that, you know, well, not directly because of that, but we had an aerialist in that show, Martika, who then ended up moving into the Art Society afterwards. Yeah. So we found ourselves, you know, a weirdo creature in that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then you moved on, and for a little while, you sort of ran your own gallery.
I did, for a bit, in conjunction with Ruthie Becker. Yeah, Gallery 504, which sadly is, I mean, that entire area of East 18th is kind of transforming, which is, I mean, also a good thing. But yeah, right now, as far as that goes, I'm looking for galleries.
Yeah,
a lot of my work right now is commission-based, and I'm doing installation projects with Trapping Company and doing a lot of interior design with them. And yeah, I'm in an interesting place right now, because I feel like artists, you know, the desire, at least I think, would be to have one focused thing that you're mastering, what, you know, one form of art, but like
that's not the Seth Jones.
That's
book,
not me, you know. Which is great. It's great, and it's also a curse. But like I find myself in the most random avenues of creativity, doing projects I never would have expected to, and that's exciting and really awesome. And Kansas City is great in that way that you know, I haven't had to look for work in years now. Like you know, it just.
You are definitely one of the more, excuse me, on paper, successful artists that, you know, that gets talked about in town, because you are being commissioned both on stage and off to paint, you know, in every avenue. I don't really know someone in my kind of even mid-circle who doesn't know or own a Seth Jones in their home, be that a print
like
or an original.
Yeah. Dedicated to
makes me happy.
You're one of the reasons I got in trouble with my husband, because he's like, stop bringing so much art in the house. You don't have to buy every Seth Jones. And I'm like, I'm not, actually.
I actually did have this one woman who commissioned a painting that was that I found out later was a secret from her husband, and she was using a friend's bank account to make payments to me for this piece. So
it happens.
It's funny.
It's fun.
Yeah,
but I, you know, I always loved your interesting things. You know, I have I have a couple of originals of yours that I just Yeah,
I still. Well, and then we get. You have them. We yeah. also have the advantage that we used to get little gifts under uh-huh. our door and oh, yeah. things like. So well,
you sure deserved them. It was probably after I had come down and sobbed in the office and.
Perhaps.
You know, had a breakdown or something, and then, yeah.
We both have desk plaques.
Yeah, right. you do.
Which are very definitive of
I
our
believe it says, bitch, please, and fuck off.
Yes. Those are, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll let the listeners decide which
right,
one
right,
is which.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's hard to decide. No.
But, it's, you know, you've sort of been in our peripheral for a while, and it's really kind of fun to still look at you as... one of like our artists mm-hmm. and one of our people, and you've never got a big head, which is something that I appreciate, because for a while I was like, he deserves to get a big head.
Oh.
Like I was like, I wouldn't be shocked if he completely just right. takes off and, right. you know, and hopefully he'll remember us mm-hmm. on the backside.
Oh God.
And truthfully, I mean, there's sure. There's those conversations sure. and then the fact that you like, you maintained a way of staying humble even inside of your incredible art, I think it surprisingly shocked a lot of people, because we all just sort of thought that this moment with you was going to be a gift, and instead it's kind of like part of our lives. Mm-hmm. Seth Jones is a regular in many of our lives, mm-hmm. and I think that you could be anywhere doing what you want, but I love that you love Kansas City enough yeah. to keep giving us that gift.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, this is home. And I always have dreams of, you know, going to New York or something, mm-hmm. but I don't think that makes any sense, you know? My
well,
family's here.
All your work can go to New York. You don't
yeah, sure,
go,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and, you know.
Or do a summer intern.
Right, right, right.
Go,
right.
go explore the world, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just something
don't
so.
Don't leave me.
I won't. No, this place is magical, though. I think Kansas City is such a well-kept secret. Well,
it's
I mean,
true.
Not anymore these days. I mean, people know about it now, but.
It's true. But it's, you know, it's interesting. We've actually had quite a bit of conversation about that because of MGMA this last week, that I always believed and have been told by many St. Louisian. That's not right. St.
Ooh.
Right? What is it?
St. Louisans?
Louisians?
Louisian.
Okay. Sure. Louisians.
Louisians. People from St. Louis are Louisians. No.
Yeah, sorry for anyone who listens to this that is from St. Louis that's not just Alex, because he knows how I feel. I always thought in my brain that it was made logical sense that Kansas City was the art and culture town mm-hmm. and St. Louis was like the sports, and they have, you know, huge like medicine and science advancements
right,
that
right.
happen there, because it's kind of the way that the state government sort of, you know, we have the University of Missouri system is, you know, we have the conservatory, we have the rep, we have, you know, I just always believed that that was the thing. And, I think we demand our citizens be more artistic. Mm-hmm. And
the fact that the Nelson Adkins is free,
right?
I think is insane. And the fact that I know people that haven't been there, I'm like, are you kidding me?
In
you
the
know?
City, really?
Yes.
I want to know who these people are.
I know.
I'm like, I got married at the Nelson.
Yeah.
That's how much
right.
I love
yes. But the fact that you can walk through there and just stand in front of Van Gogh's and Monet's casually
right?
for
yeah.
free all day in mm-hmm. a building that looks like it should be
a mummy that just sits
right.
there.
Yeah.
I can go and visit a like BC people.
Mm-hmm.
Things that were created BC.
Right.
And it just
yeah.
it's extraordinary.
Right. I mean, the Nelson among many others.
Many others, absolutely.
And
I love to go to
the
Kemper, which I need to get there to get
that
ooh, new,
oh,
the new
display. It's good. It's good.
It's good.
Oh, man.
I mean, all of it. And we have such amazing, amazing philanthropists in the
yeah.
city that
yes.
support all of that.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the rock wall going across
mm-hmm,
the
walking wall? Mm-hmm. Have
yeah,
you seen it?
They're
wait.
Moving a wall from
they're like,
one side of the what used to be the tennis club, essentially,
okay. yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah.
and they have built a rock wall that starts there, and it is traveling.
Oh, right!
Yeah,
what is that
amazing.
Artist's name?
I can't.
We might have to Google that, too.
I know.
Yes. I know. I did read something about
but
that.
The whole
it's
going to
be amazing.
It's for the 3 or 4 weeks when it closes
mm-hmm.
the street, it's
yeah.
going to be.
Because it's
right.
it's
that's
fall
May.
Summer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But there
and
will
traffic
be
will be blocked off and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, which will make my trip home very difficult.
But
you'll
think
but
about
I will
it.
Think about the walking wall. I will not be angry at art.
I just
yeah.
want to watch
play.
It go pellet by pellet. The thing is that I've watched it get built,
get
but,
built
I've,
yeah.
but I've never seen the actual
mm-hmm.
act of it moving. Yeah. So that's like, what I want to see. And I know that there's all those cameras doing the time lapse, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It's gonna be pretty cool. And then this summer in May, we will also get Art Golf. Mini golf course on the lawn of Nelson.
I did not know that.
Why do you know anything about that, Courtney?
I know about that because Alex is going to be constructing the full of it. So now we can fully actually announce that. But yeah, I've known about Art Golf for quite some time.
A little bit over a year, I feel like.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Cool. So we're actually going to have him on the anniversary of his... his unfortunate appendix burst. His appendix burst. Which is also our anniversary, around our anniversary of being a year on the podcast as well. Which is crazy to think about in and of itself. Yeah, he manages to... he ruined Mother's Day with that one. Oh. That's a good thing. I love him.
By the way, Alex is doing
he's
great.
And he's better and he has a beard now, which is new.
Well,
he does.
And you don't.
And I don't.
It's true.
This is the least amount of facial hair I've had in... over a year.
When you do look a little 17-ish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Are you going to grow it back?
No. No. Not the mustache.
But the beard?
Maybe. Possibly.
Remember that time you went to New York and I yelled at you so much? Was it in New York that you shaved it off?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it was.
And I was just like, what did you do?
So what is your next project?
My next project? Well, tomorrow, actually, I'm going to be installing... a bit in halls for Trapping Company. So they have this event every year. It's a boho event where they invite the 5 best florists in town and they come in and they have installations in the store. Mm-hmm. And then they do a boho fashion event between the 4th and the 6th, I think. I'm not sure of the dates. But so tomorrow we're going and I've been painting this huge floral urn and it's going to have butterflies flying out of it. And, you know, Trapping Company's doing the flowers and it's going to be beautiful. Excited about that. And then the next thing I'm doing is an event with the Lyric Opera. They have this gala where they've invited 4 visual artists, one of whom is Ryan Wilkes, and 3 other artists. But we're all assigned one of the operas for the next season, and all of them are very dark and brooding.
Are you allowed to announce which one you're associated with?
I'm doing Lucia de la Mamour, which is a Scottish themed opera. Anyway, I don't know if I can tell.
I know. I was like,
because they haven't announced certain things yet, but I think I know. I can at least give at least give my the title of my opera. But working on an installation for that will be happening in June.
Are you like live painting at the?
No, I'm creating a giant installation.
Have you gone there?
Have you gone
to the Lyric Ball?
Mm-mm.
It's intimidating.
Really?
We did. I did the Lyric Ball.
Oh, that's where the cherry blossom trees are from
Darkwell of Light came from the Lyric Ball.
From the Lyric Ball.
Really?
They were doing Madame Butterfly that year, and so we had all this installation of these huge cherry blossoms everywhere, and Alex and I had to go. Like, we were forced to go to a ball. rough life. It was so intimidating to be in, because it's giant. Mm-hmm. Like, it's huge. And again, amazing philanthropic community that's just like an entire... like 30,000 square feet just of silent auction, where you're just like, okay, they're auctioning off of a jack wire over there. That's
a trip to Rome for 15
you're
days.
It's like, oh my word.
No. I have $20 to start the bidding.
There you go.
Can I get a drink?
That's cash. Yeah, exactly. And I had to wear a ball gown, which I think now probably wouldn't freak me out as much as it did then, but Alex and I were pretty...
Wasn't that like that was 15 years ago,
it was
though?
Pre-children.
Okay.
So at the very least 9 years ago, because Isabel is going to be 8 on Friday.
Wow.
I know. Wow. So you can move to DC temporarily because Isabel has decided that when she becomes president, she wants you to paint her presidential portrait.
Done.
That was like her first
wish. I want Seth to paint my presidential portrait.
Done.
Like, can Seth paint my artistic director portrait?
Yeah.
Oh, perhaps.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Again,
absolutely.
$20 is what I have.
We'll see what we can do.
He's like, I will get you a photograph and sign my name on this iPhone right here.
I had a random thought.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the, have you watched Queer Eye? The Kansas City Queer Eye?
Have you seen our bell tower on it?
Yes! That's what I was going to talk about. The shot. I was like, oh my God! Mm-hmm. It's fucking amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
It was really cool. again, to sort of circle back, we were at in St. Louis for Miskay, Missouri this past weekend. And many of those people have been at the Arts Asylum either because of the pageant or different ways.
Gosh.
And so I don't know, Courtney, if you were at that table whenever I was... talking about it, it was Looney Tunes. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. let me just tangent really quick for this. So it is a pageant where there's all of these, like, city preliminaries, essentially, that go into the state mm-hmm. thing. And, I mean, we had 18 contestants from all over. They all were incredible, but it was in St. Louis. It's completely all-consuming. You know, it's drag queens, mm-hmm. it's art, it's everything. And then it just goes away. Yeah. Like, the yeah. thing about it is I felt like I really was almost just in, like...
a fever dream.
Right. Yes, because yeah. I woke up, you know, yesterday morning, and it was like it never existed. There was no proof besides right. what was on my phone mm-hmm. that it even happened. Like, mm-hmm. everyone went back to their accounting jobs, you know? Like, you see these fabulous bitches.
Right.
And then they're like, well, tomorrow I'm a finance uh-huh. and development person.
Third right. grade teacher.
Really? Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, anyway, it's incredible. So I'm sitting around a table where a lot of people have either been to the Arts Asylum or mm-hmm. know our association, and all of a sudden, like, four or five of them are like, we saw your bell tower. And I go, yes! Yeah. That's so cool, because yeah. it just shows how much of, like, a monument like that is, yeah. and how yeah. recognizable just our bell tower is. And Courtney has always said, even from the day before her and I became besties, once you see that bell tower, you can never unsee it.
Yeah.
And it just is proven.
Well, because I never paid attention to it.
You can see it all over the city.
You can see yeah. it everywhere. And I never paid attention to it yeah. before we came down, like, on the first day I saw the building when we were looking at it. And I was like, look at how amazing the structure is and whatever. And then, yeah, you can see it from all over, the highway, from, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's great that it's funny how many people have, like, sent that screenshot to be like, oh, my God, look at it. I'm just like, yes, it's amazing. But
we
it
should
is,
have advertised on the ceiling. Oh,
yeah,
know,
for
right?
real.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Donate here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. the Balloon Boys want to do a... installation out of it. Like,
oh my gosh.
Pouring out of it
yes.
one day.
We want to, well,
good
we
luck getting
to,
up there.
right? We talked to Zahner, which is a metal.
Yeah, like a fabricating company down the street, the like awesome metal building that's just down mm-hmm. the street from
and
us.
And they want to build essentially a metal structure around it of nice. Like art that comes yeah. out. And I was like,
have you ever been to that space?
I've seen it, no. But I haven't
we
been
should
in.
Get you on a tour there.
Yeah.
Because Sean Kelly is the artistic director there. And it is the most fascinating
oh,
space
bet.
I've ever
But they just do with
in.
Metal.
Yeah. You know,
they have like a whole glass blowing studio.
What is your
know,
life? That's
I
your
know,
job.
It's incredible.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it's a very sterile, clean environment too, because everything
oh,
has to
yeah.
be like double
mm-hmm.
washed and, mm-hmm. and everything.
That's satisfying.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
So let us begin and go into the questions portion.
I'm nervous.
Don't be
no.
nervous.
Okay.
This is the best part.
Great.
So my first question is... Mm-hmm. What is the closest thing to real magic?
The closest thing to real magic. For me, I'd say painting.
Painting.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Being able to manifest images mm-hmm. in any way that you want. Yeah.
Do you do any sort of like stenciling at all, or do you completely just free?
Occasionally for some projects if it needs it, but yeah, no. I think, yeah, the most magical is when I'm literally just pouring, spilling paint, making marks, mm-hmm. not, you know, even planning what I'm doing, but then something comes out of it a lot. Or like when I'm doing the fluid paintings that I mm-hmm. do a lot of the times, mm-hmm. when those dry and then you realize it's, I mean, it's all abstraction, but then you'll find images and then it takes on new meanings and mm-hmm. stories start coming out of it. And
did you always think that painting was magic?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
That was my first love. Mm-hmm. Painting has always been my first love.
Well, I'm glad that you still have a good love affair.
Yep. Still going strong.
There would definitely be like hours at a time, I feel, that I would just be like, Seth, I'm coming up to your place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just watch.
Yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
Just sit there and stare. It is magic.
Did you ever
actually.
Do like time lapses of some of your big work?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I mean, time lapses are so crazy, you know, because it takes forever mm-hmm. to acquire the
right.
footage, but the results of it sometimes are mm-hmm. just so freaking cool.
Yep.
And not to be, I don't know, not to stick with a theme, but another thing, theater, acting, mm-hmm. I, like, with the last shows I've done, I think I've come at them with a completely new perspective and a fresh start. There have been times where I've gotten on stage and I've gotten so lost in a character where you realize, like, oh my goodness, I think I broke the wall. I'm in it, you know, like, and you kind of lose yourself, and it's amazing how you can, you know, mm-hmm. be totally immersed in a story.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Agreed.
Yeah. Gosh, I say it all the time. I feel bad for people who aren't artists, in some ways, because I'm like, what? Like, there's nothing more than I love than to completely immerse myself.
Those people have to have their thing, though, right?
Medicine is magic. Being in the hospital recently with Chris, seeing some of the things that those nurses were, having to deal with, and medicine in general, it's incredible how we can heal our bodies.
Stay alive.
But I hope that, athletes are as immersed in their theater.
I always just try to make sure I'm not stuck in a bubble somehow, because everyone in my life is completely immersed in what their passion is.
Yeah.
So I sometimes just wish I could talk to someone, two steps down and be do you not wake up every day and trying to figure out how you can create something? Because I do.
Absolutely.
And couldn't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the lack of it freaks me out. It makes me feel
locked away in a room.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's cool. It's cool. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. You are a new addition to the crayon box. What color are you and why? That's hard to ask a visual artist.
Oh, shoot. I'm the glitter crayon.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And is that
I don't know how that logistically works, but... It's
there's
glitter
crayons.
Crayons?
Yeah.
They are in our imaginary unicorn world.
Yeah, okay. We can make whatever crayon we want. Is that because of how much glitter I poured on you for the Studio 54 shoot? Is it now
partially? I think that was my baptism into glitter.
Yeah. Knowledge. I believe he probably now, still has some on
scalp.
Who knows where?
For sure.
I think we covered you in glitter.
Yeah. Head to toe.
Perfect. Oh,
it's so great.
That was a lovely party.
I would say I'll never forget that night, but there are parts of it that I have forgotten. That was a different night, Corey.
On the couch, that was your wedding.
That was your wedding, yeah. I remember I was slow dancing with a champagne bottle, I believe, and no one else was dancing, and then the next thing I know...
No one was there anymore.
So, yeah, the wedding was great. Yeah, it was great.
Yes, I always say, whether it's good or bad, my wedding is the first wedding I've ever been to where the bartender had to leave because they couldn't serve anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time, though. It was a great time. Oh, man.
It was true. My wedding was good.
It was killer. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still waiting to commission that 1 year anniversary thing because Matt and I will finally get to celebrate our 1 year. I need a Seth Jones by February 29th of next year.
Could be done. Let's get chatting.
So a question that Courtney and I have often asked in different connotations, but I want to see if I can get it outright on this. Would you rather, this is a wishes question.
Oh.
Would you rather be granted one wish today or three wishes over the next 5 years?
Three wishes.
Yeah. So what are those three wishes?
Damn it! Ah! Of course. Let's see.
Walked right into that.
Let's see. I would wish... Wishes for myself or for the world? Can it be anything?
Any wishes as long as standard G wishes apply.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would wish for endless art supplies for myself. Mm-hmm. That's my first one.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
I wish. let's see. What else do I wish? Gosh, I wish I would have been prepped for these.
That's the totally of it.
Kills it. Yeah.
Well, if you listen to the podcast,
I wish that everyone could be kind.
Okay.
I think that would solve so many problems. You don't have to be right, but you have to be kind. I think that solves so many problems. I wish everyone could be kind and receive kindness. And my final, I want to live in an abandoned castle.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Do you feel you are kind?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that.
I think it's it's difficult. I think I'm salty, but
who isn't? You gotta have a little flavor in there.
But I expect kindness from people, and I desire kindness from people. So I think I have no choice but to be kind.
Do unkind people affect you, or do you let them roll off your back?
Oh, no, they affect. They totally do. Yeah. I think it depends on the circumstance, but generally, yeah, they affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are tools that you use to not let them affect you or to move on?
I think, just saying truths to myself in my mind that, I don't know what this person is dealing with. So, or what's happened in their day in this moment. I have no idea, so sure. I can't judge the way that they are approaching me.
I love that sort of like idea of, you know, even when someone is maybe being a jerk or whatever, mm-hmm. remember that they may be having like the worst day of their lives. And maybe your kindness mm-hmm. is exactly what they need.
Right.
Because maybe they're expecting you to be unkind back, and you, if you feed them back a spoonful of kindness.
Yeah. Well, the last 2 months, like I was telling you earlier before we started recording, that the last 2 months have been a struggle just physically and emotionally. Good things have been happening, but it's been really difficult. And I found myself in times where I've been on edge mm-hmm. and have been confronted with that, where I'm going into places and I'm interacting with nurses, you know, or people at the gas station. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm feeling a little crazy, but yeah, have to check in and remember, I need to be kind, and it'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It always does.
Stay kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we haven't had this one for a while. I remembered this one. All right, what problem or situation did TVs or movies make you think would be a much bigger deal in real life?
See, I could get into my religious background and that would...
You could.
Let's see. Oh, that, I don't know, everyone is going to disappear and cars are going to crash into each other and Jesus is going to come down with a fury and take us all.
The apocalypse is...
Essentially.
But that's... You watched movies about that?
Yeah, Left Behind. You don't know about that, do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, don't Google that.
Okay.
But a lot of people that are listening to this will know what Left Behind is, I guarantee you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you thought, you just, every day.
Here I was thinking Quicksand.
I know!
Quicksand is one. That's a good one because The Princess Bride really gives you an idea of what...
It messes you up.
And then you see what it...
Never-ending story.
Mm-mm. Never-ending story is rude.
Yeah.
You lose the horse. And I was so traumatized by that as a child. But I was not shown movies where people... So the people disappeared. I'm going to need to...
Raptured.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, Catholics just don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Neither do agnostics.
Well, that's true. But, like, I feel like I had... I was an evangelical growing up, so...
Right. You
know. Yeah.
And welcome to our side.
Yeah.
I don't even know what side you're on anymore, but I don't think it's there.
The rapture is not probably part
no.
of your...
Negative. Ghostwriter. Yeah. Not at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that is a different thing than I was expecting, but...
I don't want to give you obvious answers, you know, that's...
Sure.
Yeah.
Boring.
But you definitely set the precedent for the next...
Yeah, good.
The next is rapture what you were worried about? Holy moly.
Wow. I have to bring that question back more often.
What was that TV show that I was watching that happened? I need to... Oh, God, I wish I could, like, call a friend.
Oh, my God, hold on. Can I take a moment? Speaking of TV shows, have you watched the Dee Dee Blanchard and Gypsy Rose
thing on Netflix? Not. No. Is it so
good?
Girl,
it is so good. The acting is impeccable. It is so accurate to anything I've ever seen. Okay. And Courtney and I especially love true crime.
Yes.
Big on that. Mm-hmm. But that's one that I've been wondering if you've seen it or not.
I have
it is
not yet.
Worth it.
Yeah, I've heard that it's great. Yeah, I have a lot. I mean, that's a very national story that happened.
That's a rough one,
right next door. It's rough.
Real rough one.
It's rough because, like, she was still horridly abused.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a lot of feelings or thoughts on that.
Oh, for sure.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh, I have another thing I need to talk to you about, but I cannot do it because that's one of the things I can't talk about online.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
One day we'll have on a friend that I can talk about that thing, but
vague.
This is so vague. I hate it.
Even me, my question mark is
the thing that Riley got for Christmas.
Sure.
I've talked to Seth about that.
What's up, Riley?
Right. Hey, girl. I don't have permission from enough parties to discuss it.
Okay.
It's good.
What is the last gift that you gave someone?
The last gift that I gave someone?
Besides the gift of today for me.
Yeah, I gave the entire cast of Mr. Popper's Penguins roses.
Oh, that's nice.
That
is very nice. Because
flowers are...
Mm-hmm.
I love flowers.
They're good.
That's the
they're
one
good for the heart.
I say that my husband is a goofball in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. but his ability that he just sometimes will just bring home flowers for no damn reason. I'm like, you don't know what that...
Everyone
does
wants
me.
It.
Like, it Everyone ju- wants it's, that. And it's not even romantic, it's just life in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love that color and those things mm-hmm. in my house, and I want it with no other reason that they just should be there.
Mm-hmm. I love a good house plant.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
Oof. Matthew got us flowers yesterday.
He did.
Mm-hmm. It's very
Matthew
nice.
Kohler, not mm-hmm. my Matthew. Well, I guess right. he's all of our Matthew.
Yes.
How confusing.
Something no, I found,
and I'll do this occasionally. If you go to like Aldi or something and you buy a bouquet of flowers, mm-hmm. and what you do is throughout your day, you just, every you're person you encounter, man, woman, anyone, child, well, I don't know if you should be handing children flowers. Maybe you should. I don't know.
I can.
But yeah, just handing out flowers to mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. everyone you encounter.
That's pretty
It'll good. Make your day.
Yeah.
It really will.
I'm trying to remember where I was at. Again, it might have been with you. There was one of those ladies that was walking down the street, you know, and trying to sell like flowers for a dollar or something. And we just said, stop selling. And we gave her like $100.
Yep. Right.
And just said, just go hand those out.
Right.
Is that us? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were like, just go hand those out.
Yeah.
Go give them to people. You know, like the money. Mm-hmm. I know like what you're doing and I understand, but can you just go and spread some love for like 5 seconds? Mm-hmm. And she couldn't handle someone being kind enough to her to say it's okay to go be kind. And I hope that she didn't give them all away. I mean, that's business, you know? But like, make, you know, share your wealth.
Absolutely. Let's do some rapid fire. We haven't done that for a long
rapid
time.
Fire.
Let's do rapid fire. All right. Okay. Favorite food?
Sushi.
Favorite word?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Love that word.
Thank you.
I said that in college.
I can spell it for you.
Do it.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. I think that was right. We'll go back and listen later.
And what does it mean?
Against the establishment.
Against being against the establishment.
So being for the establishment. Anti-disestablishment. Anti-disest. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll look it up.
That's the third thing we need to Google.
So many Googling. Favorite body part, not yours necessarily.
Cheeks.
Cheeks. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Favorite song.
Echo by Helen Jane Long.
Okay. Favorite holiday.
It's probably Thanksgiving.
Mine.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. Both. Perfect weather.
Perfect weather. No presents.
Yeah.
And it's just your family or like invited family.
And food and booze. Food. It's perfect. Yes.
And then what happens is usually I get to see Christmas lights turn on that night.
Yeah.
And that's always good for me.
Yeah. Yep. Like Christmas lights before it's winter.
It's like easing into the awfulness that is Christmas.
Right.
With all the goodness still intact before it all
and
just goes
everyone,
to shit, you know?
Yeah, and I know that there's always the yin to the yang, because then there's all the people who like don't have families, and it's a very depressing time too. Mm-hmm. And I get that, so I feel like, but it also, I see a lot of people like begin to just start telling each other that they're thankful for each other and that they love each other. And even in that like dark time, people start to remind each other why they're in each other's lives.
I feel like I'm sabotaging this rapid fire. Like
No.
That was the last one.
They're going on tangents now.
I sabotage everything. What is something that you have been working on something that you have accomplished or are currently in the process of trying to accomplish in your life?
Financial stability. Although that's always ongoing and it always changes depending on the year, but continuing to press into that while doing art full-time, fully.
Mm-hmm. Do you think financial stability equals success?
No. I don't think it equals success, but I think it equals a lot of peace. And when you have peace, there's opportunity to create bigger and better things.
Do you agree with more money, more problems?
Depends. Depends on who you are. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of different people that have... I know people that have lots of money that don't have problems, and those who do.
Mm-hmm.
And people with very little money who have no problems as well. I don't know. Yeah,
I've always said I would love to try.
Yes.
To see if no money brings
see
no
how that
problems.
Goes.
Yeah, I'll be the judge.
Right.
That's fair. All right. You are invisible for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, like, there's no restrictions on, like, wherever you need to be. You just are there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that time, that 24 hours?
Oh, geez. I break into as many kitchens as I can.
Kitchens?
Yes. And, like, restaurants and make food.
All right.
With
that's
their
great.
State-of-the-art kitchens. That's lame. Actually, what I...
Actually.
I want to go to art museums and, like,
touch
paintings.
The art.
Oh,
that's
touch
my thing,
art.
Too.
That's totally...
Touch the art.
That's
yes.
it. That's
you
the one.
You go in and touch all the art.
Mine is not, a tangible part of that, but I would love to go to art museums and just not have to, like, have anyone stand in my way.
Sure.
Like, yeah. I've never wanted to touch
You don't
want
to touch the art?
Not.
I want to climb that tree on the Nelson Lawn, that silver one.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Real bad.
I don't know if I need to do that, but like I want to, I want to walk up to water lilies and touch the like tactile quality how many layers of paint that are like on that. And yeah,
I love learning. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Feel like if I'm invisible, then I don't have the oils on my hands that make that bad thing.
Right.
But perhaps that's wrong.
There are layers to this. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever find out.
Or like put on the crown jewels that are on the
display. Yeah. Yes. That I would love. Okay.
Jeez. You know what I mean?
I would love to. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The crown jewels.
You're just like, yeah. But then that's weird because then people see that floating around. I don't really know the answer. But I could go while things are closed.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
Well, I mean, or maybe just like spend a day fucking with people, you know?
Sure. What is your goal for 2019?
2019. Find a really nice gallery to have a collection in. That I have plans for some pieces I want to be doing that I want to find representation for. So,
all right.
Yeah, that's something I'm hoping to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, as we start to wrap up here, is there... Oh. I know. The hour goes so quickly.
Yeah.
Who is someone that you would like to hear from on the couch? Who is some... Yeah. Who is someone you like
has
to
Heidi
hear from?
Mann been on?
She has.
She has. Mm-hmm.
Though we have to bring her back because we're doing a project with her soon that we have to announce to the people.
Which we'll probably have to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm. Say that one more time.
When we have Heidi Van on, we have to talk to you about the project that we're going to work on.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was deep in thought.
I know.
This
is always a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to have Elise Paling on, who I was speaking about earlier, because you guys don't know her.
It's true.
And you should know her.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's got a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week we will, I believe, be having Natalie Licardello on.
Oh, sweet.
And, to discuss a little bit about our Jesus Christ Superstar intensive that's taking place this weekend, which is going to be really cool.
I am very excited. Maybe we'll have a little, like, appearance from all of them. Who knows what we'll record during these next few days.
We might, yeah.
Just, like, get a little shout out to Miss Airbase
over these next
few days. Hatley, who's been on, but he will be back in town. Emily will be here. Mm-hmm. Emily Hatley, I don't know if she goes by Peterson, still on screen. We can find that out.
We could probably ask her.
We could ask.
So my now last official question that I am taking from last week at Miss Gay Missouri America is what or if there's anything you would like to leave us on that we haven't asked about or how you want to sort of sum up your time here on the couch.
I've kind of hearkened on this already, but I love you guys so much, and I'm not trying to just jerk this back at you, you know, as a response, but I am so amazed by what you guys are doing, and I'm so proud, and I'm so proud that I got to be a part of it, and that I get to keep coming back, and, you know, and I've loved your support and the encouragement, and, yeah, you guys have changed my life.
You always have a home here.
And coming here is, you know, just, today especially, has just been really overwhelming and good and beautiful, and I'm just so excited for what's happening, and... You guys need to come see this place. Like, genuinely need to see this place.
Yeah.
We try to change it every couple of months or years. Yeah. So then, come back. There might be something new. That's
something special is happening here, y'all.
You're everywhere. You are. In the collab. You're in the, lobby lounge.
Did you see the lobby lounge?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so cool?
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. That conference room is amazing. Mm-hmm. I've spent so much time in that room.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
It was great. Well, thank you so much, Seth Jones.
Thank you, guys. I mean, this was fun.
It was so lovely to have you back in our, like, aura.
Yeah, you too.
Right.
Yep.
Don't be a stranger, and I think we have a couple of projects we'll probably be talking
about. It's
true. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, that was this week's Couch Chats, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to see who we've got on the couch. New episodes are available in the KC area on KOJH 104.7 Thursdays at 2 p.m. or on iTunes. Bye!